This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We do have crude oil extra stored up for emergencies. Isn't this one? I'm David Brancaccio. Published reports this morning indicate the Biden administration will release more oil from America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Lots more. It's a bid to push down prices during the squeeze on supplies caused by Russia's war on Ukraine, OPEC's position, and a busy economy. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington joins us with more.
Well, the White House is considering a plan to release about 1 million barrels of oil a day from the reserve for several months, and this was first reported by Bloomberg. The president's schedule for today says he'll make remarks on his administration's, quote, actions to reduce the impact of Putin's price hike on energy prices and lower gas prices at the pump, and that announcement is scheduled for early this afternoon.
And the administration has done this recently, right?
Yeah, there have been two releases from the reserve in the past 6 months, but they were for less than half what we're hearing the White House will announce today, which could be as much as 180 million barrels of oil. The president wanted OPEC and U.S. oil companies to pump more and increase the oil supply, but they haven't boosted their output enough to tamp down prices.
And other countries will help out here, too?
Yeah, the White House is apparently coordinating its oil release with the allies. Last week, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said there have been ongoing discussions about a joint release of oil in storage.
Okay, Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Crude is down 6% now, around $101 at the pump. The national retail average is now $4.23 for regular, down 10 cents from a peak this month. The oil producers cartel OPEC Plus meets today on supply. My colleague Kai Rizdal spoke to an energy expert yesterday about reasons OPEC still seems committed to the higher prices. The half-hour Marketplace is every weekday on many public radio stations or clickable from marketplace.org. Dow futures are down 15 points now. NASDAQ futures are up 0.3%. Now, workers are failing drug tests at the highest rate in 20 years, 4.6%, according to Quest Diagnostics. One factor, employers easing requirements, with new recruits hard to find these days. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Over the past 5 years, the proportion of workers testing positive for drug use increased in 16 out of the 17 industries that Quest tracks.
A large proportion of that has been driven by increases in marijuana positivity.
Barry Sample is a senior scientist with Quest. He says last year the number of employers that tested specifically for marijuana dropped dramatically. Chris Layden with the Manpower Group says in a tight labor market, that makes sense.
The drug screens eliminate about 5% of candidates across the U.S.
The private sector needs that 5% right now, especially in blue-collar jobs. Pre-pandemic, testing requirements could be different department by department. Layden says that's changing.
Whether you're at the headquarters or whether you're out in the field or in a plant, those requirements are leveling.
Amazon said last year it won't test some warehouse applicants for pot. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
I was surprised to see how common it is for people to change jobs and then lose track of their old 401k retirement accounts. Now the Senate is taking up a bill that would set up a federal lost and found. The House has already passed legislation to strengthen employee-sponsored retirement accounts. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
About two-thirds of Americans who work in the private sector are eligible for retirement plans through their employers. But lots of people don't participate. One thing this bill would do is automatically enroll workers.
If you don't want to join, you can call up HR. So the default is you're in.
Alicia Minnell is the director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. The provision only applies to new retirement plans. You'll still have to call HR if you want to get into an existing plan. Another thing the bill would do, Minnell says, is save people from having to choose between saving for retirement and paying back their student loans.
You make a payment on a student loan, that can be used as a base for a matching contribution by the employer.
The bill would also help people keep better track of their retirement money. Mark Ivry is with the Brookings Institution. He points out this bill would create a federal database that would let people find old retirement accounts.
I know it's hard to believe, but there are large amounts that have really gone missing, and the individual could be told where to find them. And that's what this lost and found would help people do.
There are lots of orphaned accounts out there because 401ks have been around for more than four decades. Ted Benna designed the first one, which was enshrined in law back in 1978. He still follows the industry closely and points out the bill would allow retirees to hold off longer on withdrawing money from their accounts and paying taxes on it.
Yeah, that's okay, but not going to be useful for most retirees because most people who are retiring need to get their hands on the money, you know, for current income to live on.
There are other provisions in the bill, all designed to encourage saving. Financial institutions stand to benefit. David Sertner is legislative counsel for the AARP, which supports the measure.
Hopefully here there's an alignment of interests because we want people to be able to save more. And the financial services industry obviously wants to have more customers that they can service as well.
Sertner says he thinks the bill has a good chance of becoming law. It passed the House this week by a vote of 414-5. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And two U.S. senators are calling for an investigation into Hertz, the car rental company, after reports customers have been arrested, sometimes at gunpoint, for driving rental cars listed as stolen when they're not. Cases had been sealed as part of bankruptcy proceedings for Hertz, but CBS News got the scoop. A car not returned on time after a while gets listed as stolen by Hertz, which alerts police, but CBS is reporting on cases where innocent renters had their lives upended by arrests. Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut want to know more. Hertz is quoted saying it is committed to doing what is right by customers while defending against harm to the company. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.